Friends, this segment is brought to us by CVA muzzleloaders. In my opinion, the very best muzzleloaders in the world, the ones that I shoot. You can check them out online, cva.com. AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler and the Adder that I use. You can check them out online too, agmglobalvision.com. Kubi's Wild Game Processing and Kubi's Restaurant in Dallas. And Vineyard Max, maker of some awesome deer attractant and some very fine game feeders and fish feeders located down in Nacogdoches, Texas. Check them out at vineyardmax.com. Well, friends, our next guest is a good friend of mine, Michelle Wahlberg. Now, if you followed the Alone series, Series 6, she was on that. And if there were an award for Outdoor Woman of the Year, not just on TV that you can look at, but somebody that knows how to do it, take you on a guided trip for bear, take you fishing, take you up in the Yukon hunting, whatever. This lady is the real deal, I promise you. Michelle, I hope you weren't listening to all this bragging, but in my opinion, you are. There should be a special award for people like you. Maybe there is. I don't know.
I don't think so, Luke. I think there's just more work. That's it.
Lots of work. Well, but I think people get my drift there. You really do. You are a hands-on outdoor woman, a guide for big game hunting, fishing. You must have started learning all that stuff when you were a girl, a kid, probably.
I did, yeah. I grew up outdoors, and my dad and my grandma had a big role in encouraging me to explore and just be my own person.
Yep. Well, they did. They instilled a love of the outdoors in you. Some people, like myself too, I don't know, some people are just born with it, the love to get out there and fish and hunt. But the bear season, Saskatchewan, Tourism Saskatchewan is a very, very helpful organization. And I'm on, well, it's just, I think it's tourismsaskatchewan.com, I believe is the website. They can help people plan a lot of trips up into Canada, into Saskatchewan. But you are about to embark on the spring bear hunts there. Tell us about that, Michelle.
Yeah, so my first hunters are arriving on Sunday week, and that's when we're going to open up our season for spring bear, as we call our season. So we've been at it for a month already, getting out baits and stands and cameras and checking everything. And I just was back yesterday out in the field again, running baits and putting final touches on stuff, and saw some really good bear action. So I'm pretty excited.
Oh, that's something a lot of people from Texas make the trip. I know our friend Larry Wysoon, who was on earlier every week with me on Campfire Talk, he's heading up somewhere up there to hunt bear this spring. But it's a chance for people that are listening here. I know this becomes a podcast later and people listen all over, but people from Texas and Arkansas, Oklahoma and Louisiana, there's no bear, there's no big game hunting other than hogs, really, or exotics until fall. But that's why so many people, I think, go up there. And the logistics of it, once they contact you, you can help them. A lot of people get tricked up on the travel. It is a foreign country, right? Canada, but you can walk them through all that, can't you?
Absolutely, Luke. And we make it pretty simple. You have a fly-in date, so you fly into Saskatoon International Airport. You can spend the night at a hotel there, and I pick you up. So I pick everybody up on a Sunday, so most people fly in on a Saturday. I'm there personally, actually, at the airport, picking you up on Sunday. We go, we make sure you've got all your gear, everything's arrived. If not, I'll talk to them about getting it delivered up to the lodge. Don't even have to worry about it because we've got everything you need here. We'll go for lunch, we'll pick up a few essentials, and then we head back to camp. And that's really where your worrying has to stop about trying to travel. It's just a simple flight booked, and after that, I'll look after you. I'll look after the licenses. Heck, you don't even have to fly with your firearms or your any longer. You know, I have at camp, we have a rental service provided here for you. So really just to make it as easy as possible for people to travel.
That's right. Now, the lodge, tell us from Saskatoon, which I've been up there, friends, many times, but from Saskatoon, where's the lodge located? That'll help people.
Yeah, so it's about 2 hours from the Saskatoon International Airport. You head through Prince Albert, that's heading north on Saskatoon, mm-hmm. and then you start heading east in Prince Albert, and which is on Highway 55, all the way to a little place called Shipman, and we're just north of town there of Shipman, Saskatchewan.
So within, 3 hours of Saskatoon, something like that, maybe?
Just over 2 hours.
Ah, just over two, and you're there. That makes it easy.
It's not far at all.
It's not. Some places.
Yeah, highway all the way.
Oh, yeah. I've been up through that country several times, but it's some of the fly-in lakes is a little bit more involved, if you will. You have to get to a place to get on an airplane to fly into the camps, but this is as easy as getting to Saskatoon, right, and spend the night, and you're ready to go. You're hunting. You're up there in bear country the next day, you know?
That's right, exactly. We have an orientation class here. We go through, you know, bears, and it's the same program we do with our white tail as well, where we just talk about what makes a good bear, how to judge a bear, female from male, cubs, how to handle yourself in certain situations, what we expect from you and what you can expect from us and us as guys and us as outfitters as well. And then, you know, you're hunting on Monday morning.
Oh, you're ready to go.
Or Monday afternoon. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, in the off time when we're not hunting bear, we go, I've got a fishing service as well. We can head out, go for some fish if the ice is off. And if the ice isn't off, you know, I have a 22 range and I've got targets, archery range. I've got all sorts of stuff around camp to keep everybody busy. Last year, we built even a hot tub and a sauna. So, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on here to keep people busy throughout the day, that's for sure.
You bet. Well, give us the name of your guide service up there, and then maybe a website, too, where people could go and, you know, learn more about it.
Yeah. So if you look me up on Western Trophy Outfitters, Great Gray Outfitters, I'm on all social media platforms. That's really where you're going to get the most up-to-date information possible, Facebook, Instagram. We even started a TikTok account for the business there. And then otherwise, look me up online. Just simple search me, Western Trophy Outfitters, Great Gray Outfitters, and I'm going to pop right up there.
Oh, okay. Is that two different Western Trophy Outfitters? They can get you right there, and then the other one, too?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's both of them, It's a different hunting concessions that we run, and we have them named differently because they were bought at different times, essentially, but it's all the same thing. So either one of those, you know, you're going to find me.
Well, I tell you, Saskatchewan, to me, I've been going up there for several years. You know, I made probably, I don't know, six trips up there, and you know, the fishing up there, the hunting, it's a different world, especially for people, you know, down in the States. But you're coming to Texas too, aren't you?
You know, Luke, I am. Talk about swapping worlds. So I'm going to head up to Squatigan Lake, you know, where our friend Bryce Liddell's up there doing fishing. I go and guide for him in the summer. And when I leave from Bryce's, I'm going to head straight on the road. So my first stop is in Birmingham, Alabama. I'll be there the 19th of August, of July.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For a trade show there. And then I'm going to head on to Texas from there. So I've got a lot of miles to put under those wheels because I'll be driving.
You're driving. So, okay.
And I'll be in Texas. I'm driving. Yeah. I've got the booth, the trade show booth going with me, and I'm going to be there. I'm on the road for about 4 weeks. So I'll be down into Texas after that. I'll be hitting up a few stops there for the Texas Trophy Hunter shows. So hopefully get to run into you down there and go hunt some hogs or something.
You bet. Our friend Jeff Rice is from – I'm located southeast of Dallas in Kaufman County, probably 25 miles from Dallas. And you'll be in the Fort Worth. The Texas Trophy Hunters is where she's going to be, folks, and that's San Antonio, Houston, and Fort Worth. So we're going to try to come by, look at our schedules and everything, and – maybe come by and visit you in the booth there. Are you doing all this solo, Michelle, by yourself?
Yep, that's the plan. So anybody who wants to stop by and visit with me and let's talk some hunting, fishing, you know, just exploring the outdoors, anything like that. I'll be up for meetings and drinks afterwards or, you know, just anything to get the word out, and I'll be there.
Well, I look forward to it, and we're going to try to maybe I can link up with our friend Jeff Rice and come up there, and I've already talked to Jeff, and I think he gave you an open invitation. It's not a big place, his Buck and Bass Ranch, but it's adjacent a lot of government land, Sabine River Authority land. So I do not know a better place to hunt hogs than Jeff's place, and he and I have had so much fun, and his wife there, Demi, up there for years. And we got a little camper that we're joint owners of. So there would be a place for you to, you know, you could have your headquarters right there. And the chance of getting a hog is, I mean, it's pretty good. Pretty good. I think there's like, I don't know, 10 or 12 feeders going all the time. So kind of hog central.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Well, Michelle, any information, websites, you've been kind of told everybody how to find you, right? So,
yep.
You know, I look forward to getting with you, get to see you again, and hopefully, I bet you Jeff can get loose too, and we could come out there to the Fort Worth Trophy Hunter Show and spend some time with you, and then maybe get you a wild porker and even barbecue it. How about that?
I would absolutely love that, Luke. I've been waiting down there. The hunting hogs has been high on my list of stuff to go after for a lot of years, and I've just never had the time to do it. So
I know.
I'm excited. I'm excited already, actually. Can't wait.
Well, I'm sure we can make it happen. Michelle, thank you very much for being with us, and I bet it's pretty close to time for you to go check some bear baits or maybe put out some fresh ones, right?
I've got to go cut a bait this morning. Yeah, I've got a new spot that one of the guides here, chief guide, has spotted for us. So we're going to head out there this morning and go set up a new one. So, yeah.
Well, good luck on your bear hunts. And when you see Bryce Liddell that owns the Squatakin Lake Lodge, our mutual friend, tell Bryce hello. And I'm glad to hear that he's doing well. He had a surgery a while back, but he's recouping nicely, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing all right. Yeah, just fine. Yeah,
that's good. Well, thanks a lot for your time, Michelle, and I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Luke, and we'll talk again soon.
Folks, that about wraps our show up for this week. I've enjoyed being with you, and I hope you had a good time, too. This segment was made possible by AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler and the Adder, two awesome thermal scopes that I use for all my night hunting. Check out AGM, all the products that they have there online, agmglobalvision.com. And folks, we're also brought to you by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, located about, 45 minutes west of Hugo, Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation. It's about 45,000 acres of awesome mountain, country, hills, valleys, loaded with game, lots of eastern turkey, and they do eastern turkey hunts if you're looking for a spot to hunt turkey in the spring. Also, I want to remind you about the Seneca 50 caliber Dragon Claw that shoots bullets and pellets. And by pellets, I'm talking about 200 and 210 grain lead, chunks of lead. It's a big bore air gun that I use. Check out the Seneca Dragon Claw there at pyramidair.com.